Just before Jesus was crucified, he said some interesting things that are connected with what we're about in terms of understanding the sin offering and the trespass offering. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will I do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin." Now, the reason that they have no cloak for their sin is because, in one real sense, they have no cloak for their continued efforts at self-divinity. And that was what this sin offering destroyed. I'm not talking about the trespass offering. I'm talking about the sin offering. Every concern that you could possibly have comes from one source, and that's your attempt at self-divinity. Now, in the process of time, over all these years, you now have no cloak for your sin. But because you have no cloak for your sin, Jesus can call you friend. That's a biggie. All things, I can say here with this, all things, I mean, there's not one of you that doesn't know the mystery of the kingdom of God. There's not one of you that doesn't know exactly what's going on in time and space. You know all things. It's a big time statement. All the wise men and scientists and prophets throughout all ages have struggled and searched for what you have been given freely, easily. But the biggie is that you now have no cloak for your sin. My prayer is that the one change that will occur when you totally understand the sin offering and the trespass offering is that there will be a noticeable difference in the manner of your life. and that the I motive will be gone from your life. Now, you're going to trespass. You're designed to trespass. But the I motive indicates that you've apprehended, the lack of the I motive indicates that you've apprehended the meaning of the sin offering. Am I communicating with you? Now, this isn't anything that you can do. You can see. The hallmark of understanding will be reached when you know it is impossible for you to sin. Some of you are still carrying around the dead body. And the dead body tries to resurrect itself. And the dead body resurrects itself by causing you to feel guilty about something. And fundamentally, that guilt is what drives you insane. Guilt has been your motivating force your entire life. You didn't know it. Guilt meaning trying to prove to yourself or to someone else that you were worthy. Well, you don't have to do that anymore if you apprehend a sin offering. Never again do you have to prove to yourself or to anyone else that you are worthy. That's the single most freeing concept that there can exist in the human being. Well, what's been going on up till this point? Why has it taken you years to come to this point? Because you were designed that way. You got my notebook. Can you accept for a moment that everything that has happened to you or that it's about you was absolutely supposed to be that way to this point? Now is the appointed time. Actually, the appointed time is Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is your seeing the meaning of the sin offering. And you can say with John, "Behold the Lamb of God that has taken away the sin of the world in me." Personalize it. Forever. I've taught you all this many years that you were no longer in Egypt, which is the truth. I've taught you that when you were baptized, it was your exodus from Egypt. And so when we celebrated Passover, we celebrated it sitting on the pillows and at rest. And that's the truth. In spirit. In your minds, you've still been a bond slave in Egypt. You've been making bricks without straw. And the bricks have been breaking apart continually. And you've tried to pretend that you were in the promised land building bricks. Or in the promised land doing this or that. But in fact, in your being, you've still been in Egypt. You know all the stuff, but you haven't left. Because the leaving of Egypt is in truth completed. But it has to be apprehended by each and every individual, by each and every member of the body of Christ. And some of you, the plagues took longer to fall on. Some of you were harder headed. You've always been out, but your minds have said, no, I'm not out. Do you understand that guilt is impossible outside of Egypt? Guilt is impossible from Mount Sinai on. Guilt is impossible from the cross on. It's always, you've never been guilty in the spirit. But God would have you sanctified, not just in the spirit, that's religion. God would have you sanctified body, soul, and spirit. So there's no difference between spirit, soul, or body. So that you are what you know. So you never again search for the will of God, or even think about the will of God, for you inherently know that you are the will of God. That can't be done until you know and apprehend the trespass offering and the sin offering. God caused the sacrifice and the oblation to cease at the moment that Christ was baptized. That was the end of all sacrifice in spirit. But there was a 3.5 week, the mystical 3.5 weeks, which of Daniel's vision, which is 3.5 years in Christ, which is who knows how long in us, until the act of it being completed in spirit, which satisfied the Father, which says, behold my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. 3.5 years later, it was completed in time at the cross. And the 70 weeks of Daniel were finished. You have been walking. So it's been true in spirit. But now you must be fully sanctified, body, soul, and spirit. And that causes you, that requires that you apprehend the sin offering. The trespass offering will continue until also the time appointed of the Father in you. The trespass offering is the testing. Represents the testing of the innocence of that seed trespassing, pushing against all barriers until he is fully tested, perfect before the Father. But it's not sin. It's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to push against all barriers. You can't be guilty about it. It's been dealt with. It's a different dimension. That's why he that is dead is freed from sin. Doesn't say anything about being freed from trespass. Trespass is the, no matter, you're going to shit when you hear this, but trespass is the phenomena of the seed of Christ moving through life until he is bar mitzvah or under, until he becomes the young man, i.e. he's overcome the evil one. Well, Christ didn't trespass. No, Christ didn't sin. We're talking about gut-level, seminal issues here that you must see, otherwise your life is going to be battered around by every stupid thought of your mind or every circumstance that comes against you. You're not going to be anchored. Look, let's go to Romans 4. Somebody go to Romans 4. You see, your goal in life, our goal in life, is what? Simple. To see as God sees. You honestly have never saw a difference between sin and trespass.
Amen.
Right? God sees a big difference between sin and trespass. This is the instrument that separates you from all of religion.
That's why you kept saying sin is what you are.
Don't you do what you do because of who you are?
No, forget it.
You don't do trespasses because you're a sinner.
You're not sin any longer.
Okay.
You commit trespass.
The axe has been laid to the root of the tree.
Okay, where do trespasses emanate from? Then?
Trespasses emanate from God in you pushing against the barriers.
What are the barriers?
Everything. All the circumstances, so that God is throwing at you the world, the flesh, and the devil, and saying, take your best shot, because God wants you perfect. But perfect doesn't mean some stupid idea of perfection. It means fully tested.
And what happens in the non-person that doesn't, is not that, what you just said? What happens in them?
They never existed.
Well, I mean, they...
This is so simple, it'll blow your mind. It's impossible for what you in our minds and our ignorance call trespass to God remember how often I've told you that every time you perceive something negative happening to you, it's God's chastisement.
So we see trespass is not as, oh my God, I did it again.
No, you see trespass as from the Father.
Opportunity to
rejoice in grace. Now, I mean, I've not said anything different to you tonight than I've ever said to you. I've said it in a little bit different words.
Well, once you, I mean, you see, you know, trespasses from the Father. I mean, it's like, then what?
Then you're free.
Okay.
Now that you can never be anything what other than what you are. This is a secret that Christ knew. I've told you this all along too.
But you're just gonna walk around trespassing all over the place.
You just do whatever it is. You're just trying to be righteous.
No, okay, so I'm emanated from
the axe is laid to the root of the trees. He's gone. The old man is gone forever. He that is dead is freed from sin, therefore trespass, but where they're out, without the knowledge of the law, there can be no trespass. Until you're a child of the law, you're not under the law. You can't be under the law until you've reached the point of young manhood. And I write unto you young men because you are strong and have overcome the evil one. And from the way God has designed the process of the growth of the seed, you can't be under the law until the seed has overcome the young man, the seed has overcome the mind, and therefore at that point, then you're still in the way. You can never be anything other than in the way.
Amen. And you can't reach the young man position without trespassing.
Yeah, right. But you can't, you're not satisfied with it.
Yeah, right.
Because you don't see.
Because you see the end result is what? Total union with the Father.
Okay, then why the trespass offering?
So that it was for your sake. So that you now don't have to feel badly about what you do.
And therefore judge it.
You can be free.
That's the Antichrist mind.
The Antichrist mind is constantly trying to get you to be self-divine. Independent whiteness.
That you're not, you know, because you did that trespass, you're not.
Well, but that's the flip side of the divinity coin. Do you understand?
Well,
if you can feel, if you can feel that you've done badly, then you can feel that you've done goodly.
Amen.
You're freed from that lie. It's the greatest news in the history of the known universe. My God, I think she got it.
You just enjoy it. Don't figure it out. Just enjoy it.
But I want to figure it out.
Well, you will. It will apprehend you. You don't have to worry about it. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. That's why you've never understood part of the mystical stuff in the Bible, because you didn't know the law. I've tried to tell you that all the time. I write unto you that know the law. Therefore, people read this and they say, well, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to make something up. It's like they look at the stars and I don't know what that means, but I'll make something up. They look at the pyramid. I don't know what that means. I'm going to make something up. They look here. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to make something up. That's what religion has done all its life.
Then I'll get other people to believe it. And then I'll know.
Then I need converts to justify my false faith.
Then I'll know it's right.
You don't have to do that. That's the world. You are so free, you can't even understand it. The door has been opened. The jailhouse door has been open for 10 years.
We've been in there.
You've been sitting in there. If I walk up to that door and walk out, that fucking thing's going to hit me in the face. I know it.
Really,
there's an invisible one.
There's an invisible one that's gonna zap me.
It's a force field.
Right, or like Daryl thinks. Daryl thinks that God's standing there with a chain's gonna beat him to death if he walks out the door.
Come on, there's something
right
out there. I know.
No, the thing
out
is,
there.
Is that let's talk about an invisible set of bars. I mean, even our senses that we trust in all the time, we still don't trust in them completely. You know, because we're scared all day long and motivated all day long by what we can't see. You know, but we're not willing to believe, you know, in God who we can't see.
Why do you think that the only time that any words of Christ are recorded is when he was in the temple at the appropriate time, in the appropriate point, when he's under the law? He's sitting there and he discusses it with the elders or the doctors. All of a sudden, and he leaves his parents' house. Because he's now a child of the law. So therefore, I mean, all the other time, I've told you this before, you won't remember it, but I'll tell you again. Christ wet his pants. Christ did all kinds of stuff which pushed and tested. And by definition, you're not going to like this, and the religious man, you're going to shit, but he trespassed. From the time he was born until the time he was under the law. Whether that was 12 or 13 is a point of argument, it doesn't matter. But at the point of that is, he saw through because he was tested in all arenas. And that's why I'd love to do this play that we've talked about sometime, The Silent Years of Christ. You know, and he's would blow everybody's mind, but it would be freeing.
Christ in a leather jacket. Raising hell.
He's not under the law until he's bar mitzvahed, or that they didn't have that exact ceremony, but in spirit it was always there. Why do you think there was no sin offering or trespass offering even in Egypt? You can't sin in Egypt. Because without the knowledge of the law, there's no sin. It's as though they don't exist. There's burnt offerings, and there's peace offerings, which typify, but in Egypt there was never a mention of a sin offering or a trespass offering. And that typified. See, I mean, it's so beautiful if you can but see it.
So it's like Christ, from the time that he became a child of the law, when he was 12 or 13, he was in the young man position.
Because he'd overcome the evil one.
Right. Until he was 30, and then he was in the father position.
And then he was in the father position. He was in the baby position, obviously. The only thing, it's interesting, it's the things that are recorded of Christ are at those milestones. Except for one, it doesn't talk about being, you know, I write unto you little children, I write unto you adolescents, I write unto you young men, I write unto you fathers. He sufficed, he was the way in each position. Now, when he was a baby, it talks about him. Then it doesn't, it's silent when he was the adolescent. Because it would have blown everybody's mind.
Well, there wouldn't be religion.
There wouldn't be any religion, therefore you wouldn't be tested. If Christ's deeds and activities, hear this, if Christ's deeds and activities during the time in which he was an adolescent would have been recorded, there could have been no Babylon, and therefore there could have been no test.
Why not?
Wouldn't Babylon exist?
No, I mean, talking about spiritual Babylon. Because, no, the spiritual Babylon would have been destroyed by the act of that honesty. There couldn't have been leaven, there couldn't have been, because if he was honestly, if it was honestly recorded, all the stuff he did, then they couldn't have justified leaven.
But it's purposefully hid so that Babylon could be there.
We are in, I'll tell you this. It's far easier to become, it was far easier to be a believer before Christ than it was after Christ. Since Christ, we've been in a famine of hearing the Word of God. Purposefully. The stars have stopped giving their light. Purposefully. The moon has been turned to darkness. Purposefully. The Word of God has stopped being eaten purposely so that you could benefit from it. All things exist for your purpose. Think on these things. As you think on them, you're going to find a laser light penetrating those blocked neurons, exploding the dams, so that you can do one thing, which is the fruit of Him. You will love one another. You will start looking around and you'll see, my God, I can't even stand this love. Well, if you have any inkling of what I've said tonight, I would highly recommend you go back and read Romans 1 through 8. But especially 5 and 6 and 7. And it's again, I know some of you feel like something different has been said.
Well, this would be like in 1 John or wherever it is, you know, where it talks about if you say you have no sin, you know, and you're a liar, but then it turns around and says that you can't sin. So you're talking about two different aspects of, one is trespass, one is sin. It's,
see, the problem when, again, the Bible was, the words of Christ, and many of the, you know, I don't know what the original, but more than likely it was written in Aramaic. And it got translated into Greek, and it got translated into Latin, and then it got translated, you know, so I mean, the distinction between sin and trespass can only be seen by revelation.
In the, like in a Greek interlinear, are two words the same? Not all the time.
Not all the time. I mean, there's no pattern because.
In that instance, what I just said, it is in the Greek, but the one like the same.
Well, I mean, it's going to next time I would just refer to interlinear, but that evaporates that.
No, it's. In fact, it's probably the idea of what they could have been thinking of, you know, a single category, but in their minds they knew it was two different things, and everybody else knew it was two different things that they were writing to, so, you know, because they were all Jews.
Well, the most important part of the apprehension of what we've talked about tonight is now your ability to take communion. So communion isn't something that you it's like everything else. It's until the time appointed to the Father. Because God does not want the human race saved. You got to get that through your head. And so once you understand that sin is gone, that the human race is dead, and that there's no more efficacy of sin, the trespass is the process by which we are chastened by the Lord, but that can never ever once change your identity, then you can eat the bread and drink the wine worthily, because you're discerning only the Lord's body. And then, again, as they took it in understanding, in Egypt, there was not one feeble person among them. Then is the point in time in which Christ said, now you can ask the Father anything, because you're asking it not in His name used as a magic mantra, but you're asking in His nature. You see what I'm saying? And so now you can begin to understand all of the scriptures that you never could understand before. Well, not only that you couldn't understand before, that didn't work. But all of this, remember I told you when we started on the high place identities and did all that kind of stuff, that we were beginning to go at warp speed. Okay. The reason we are is that you are now moving from adolescence to the young man in the spirit as a body. And that in that change, that transference, that movement is as though the previous never existed when it takes place. See, let me just say one other thing that I've talked about before, but what the Antichrist is doing in the i.e. church is that he is trying to cause men to take that which God intended to show that none were righteous and that all were shut up, i.e. the law, to gain their own rightness. And he also is trying, and by doing that, the process in your mind, you never say this, but the thing that always happens is because of that, the Antichrist is always trying to take a shortcut. So he's trying to get you, you know, from here to there without going through the wilderness. Now, let me read this. Wherefore then serveth the law to you? It was added because of transgression or trespasses, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily should righteousness have come by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise of, by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, or before faith comes, we were, or we are, kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith only. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. for as many of you, and that, you got to understand that. That's the big kicker. You are the children of God. There's no, that can never change.
That's true.
For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female or any other distinction, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. That's what you've been. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now the time appointed, the word, the phrase, time appointed, is what, if you translate the Hebrew word for the festival, it means time appointed. Now the time appointed for you is Yom Kippur. Again, not the fact that we go and celebrate it, but that's
what it is.
That's what it is. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time is come, God sends forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. Now, before in the other place it said, no more a servant, but a friend. So you have to be a friend of Christ to be a son. No more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now, I can remember the time that I understood that. It was a specific moment that I understood that series of scriptures that I just read. Because I was in a position in which nothing was going right, everything was wrong. It was, you know. And then I saw the difference between trespass and sin. I knew that I could never, ever, ever be anything other than who my father was. I knew sin had been dealt with forever, and I knew trespass was the instrument by which the antagonism came, by which that life is perfected. And that I was no longer under the tutors and governors of the world, because I was now under only one. Now, I want you to so also experience that moment. Now. How do I know it's now? Well, I know it's now because I'm saying it's now. You don't ever again have to be subject. Nothing that happens in time and space can affect who you are. You can't make a mistake from this point forward. No evil can befall you. It's impossible. It's not a matter of options. It can't. It's that section of your life is now done. Section of having your mind, or that time when your mind has been lying to you, is done. Your mind has no more power over you because you've overcome the evil one. Now you are strong. Now you have the tools, the keys. Huh? Take it big guy.